The Gratitude of the Crane. Once upon a time, there was a kind young man who lived all alone. One winter morning, he went outside and saw a crane caught in a trap, struggling desperately to free itself. "Wait a moment, and I'll set you free," he said. As soon as the young man undid the rope, the graceful bird rose into the sky, circled overhead three times, and flew off toward the mountains. One evening, a few days later, someone tapped at the young man's door. He opened the door to find a beautiful young woman standing there.
"Sir," she said, "I'm a traveller, but it grew dark before I could find an inn. Please, may I stay here for the night?"
The young man let her in, saying,
"By all means."
The young woman set right to work and made herself useful. She was sweet-natured besides. In no time, the young man was smitten.
"I'd like you to stay forever," he said.
She nodded, and soon they were married. One day, the young man's wife said she wanted to weave some cloth and asked for thread. After he went and fetched her some, she said,
"I will do my weaving at the loom in the shed. You must promise never to look."
The young man promised. She disappeared into the shed, and soon he heard the clackety-clack of the loom. The next day, she went to the shed again and stayed there all day. After two or three more days, she came out holding pure white cloth, the most beautiful cloth he had ever seen.
"Take this to town and sell it," she said.
In town, the cloth sold for a very high price. The young man was delighted. From then on, every time his wife wove cloth, he would take it to town and sell it. Her cloth became the talk of the town, and its price soared. The young man wondered how on earth she could weave such beautiful cloth. But since she had forbidden him to look in on her, he resisted the temptation to peek. However, he could not help noticing that each time she wove a cloth, she appeared thinner and more worn. One day, after she had gone to the shed as usual, the young man's curiosity got the better of him. Very quietly, he slid the door open a crack and peered in. Imagine how astonished he was when he saw, sitting at the loom, not his bride, but a crane. The crane was plucking out his feathers and weaving them into cloth. The young man gulped and hurriedly closed the door. After a while, his wife came out of the shed, carrying a bolt of snow-white cloth. Quietly, she said,
"Now you know. I'm the crane whose life you saved. I wanted to stay with you forever. But now that you have seen me in my true form, I can no longer remain. This cloth is the last I will ever weave. Please take it to town and sell it. Thank you for everything. I wish you well."
Then she changed into a crane, flew up into the sky and circled overhead three times before winging her way toward the mountains. The young man stood watching after her, on and on, until he could see her no more.